Well, you probably did a whole lot of eating and drinking over the long holiday weekend, but let's not stop there. Why should we? Earlier, I talked to our favorite foodie, Nikki Nellis. She says there's still some exciting dining out events coming up in the coming week.
I talk about these two things once a month. Put them on your calendar, foodies. First, Monday night, it's industry takeover night. It returns to Graffiato, and boy, is there a lineup this time. Jeff Black, Spike Gerge, Joe Palma, Brett Robinson. They are taking over Mike Isabella's Graffiato from 10 o'clock to 1 a.m. Now, you only pay $10 to get in, and then everything else is on the house, except for some drinks. You may have to pay for some of those.
$10.
$10 you get in, and there's tons of food. And it's always a tsunami of people, and it is so much fun. And everybody who's anybody in the restaurant industry in D.C. is there. So it's a party, and you totally want to check that out on Monday night. Now, on Friday night, we've got another industry party happening again. This is the new Anju pop-up at Mandu. So Danny Lee owns Mandu, and he has brought in Chef Jonah Kim, and they are doing this big late night pop-up at the Mandu restaurant over in the City Vista building. They're bringing in Kyle Bailey, chef at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, and his wife, pastry chef Tiffany McIsaac, and they are going to show their play on Korean bar snacks. This also starts at 10 p.m. It goes to 1 a.m. in the morning. Huge party at Mandu on Friday night. Now, if you're out and about this week, I've got a couple do not miss dining and imbibing offers that you should totally check out. First, at Doi Moi. Now, you know them for their super spicy Asian cuisine, but they are now doing some tiki drinks. So they've got scorpion bowls, pina coladas, and banana daiquiris. You've got to try them. Adam Birnbeck has put them together. They're delicious. Now, over to Soy 38. This is a new Thai restaurant. They're doing their own kind of happy hour. They've got 50% off their signature Singapore sling cocktails and 50% off their beers and select small plates all during their happy hour. So if you haven't had a chance to try it out yet, please do. And lastly, if you're going to see The Lion King, do not miss the safari-inspired menus at the Roof Terrace Restaurant. I know this is so fabulous. You know, sometimes the Roof Terrace Restaurant is able to do a menu that reflects the shows going on at the Kennedy Center.
Right.
And it's such a beautiful restaurant, and it's got amazing views, and they just recently renovated it. So they are doing a whole menu to applaud the Lion King being there. And if you have kids, this is such a fun thing to do. I would definitely check it out.
That's Nikki Nellis of the list. Are you on it.com.